Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Sunday, June 5th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News read by Elizabeth Peck. Ukrainian officials have claimed Russian forces are gradually being pushed back from Severodonetsk, even though Moscow has reinforced its troops around the city. Despite an attempt to cut off Ukraine's access to the industrial city by blowing up bridges across the Siversky Donets River, Russian forces have suffered significant defeats, according to reports in Reuters. In an interview with Ukrainian national television, Sergei Gadai, the head of the eastern region of Luhansk, claimed the Russian army was throwing all its efforts, all its reserves, in the direction of Severodonetsk. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba has slammed recent comments by French President Emmanuel Macron, who again advocated for Russia to not be humiliated for its invasion of Ukraine. In an interview published on Sunday in the popular French newspaper Ouest France, Macron again called on Western leaders to not humiliate Russia, so that the day when the fighting stops, we can build an exit ramp through diplomatic means. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba pushed back against Macron's comments, emphasizing in a post on social media that calls to avoid humiliation of Russia can only humiliate France and every other country that would call for it, because it is Russia that humiliates itself. A special social zone was set up yesterday outside the European Solidarity Center in Gdańsk as part of celebrations of Poland's historic June 1989 elections. Over 80 non-governmental organizations from all over Poland are represented in the social zone, which is located between the ETAS building and Janusz Kolna Street, and will be open today until 6 p.m. On Saturday, residents and experts took part in debates and discussion panels offered in various tents of the Strefa Społeczna, with topics ranging from gender and poverty, to the war in Ukraine and the rise of disinformation and fake news. More information on Freedom and Civil Rights Day and the Strefa Społeczna is available on the website of the European Solidarity Center. Ukraine faces off against Wales tonight for a chance to qualify for the 2022 World Cup in Qatar. Ukraine's only other World Cup visit was in 2006, when they reached the quarterfinals before being eliminated by Italy. As commentators, journalists, and Ukrainians themselves have pointed out, a chance to compete for football's top international prize would provide a significant morale boost for a country ravaged by 4 months of brutal warfare and occupation. As AP journalist Caleb Larsen explained, a chance to compete in the World Cup would confirm that the Ukrainian nation is a permanent presence in Europe, irrespective of Moscow's designs on the country. The Ukraine versus Wales match will kick off tonight at 6 p.m. Poland's Iga Świątek won the French Open for the second time on Saturday, defeating Coco Gauff 6-1, 6-3 in Paris and extending Świątek's winning streak to a record 35 matches. The victory marks Świątek's ninth career singles title after the 21-year-old successfully defended her title at the Italian Open clay court tournament in Rome last month. The Polish tennis star used her post-victory platform to send a message to Ukraine: stay strong, the war continues.
The weather.
Today will be sunny and warm, with very little chance of rain and a light breeze coming in from the east. Temperatures will peak around a high of 19 degrees centigrade or 67 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to an overnight low of 9 degrees centigrade or 49 degrees Fahrenheit. Warm, sunny weather is expected again for tomorrow, with cooler temps and a chance for rain returning midweek. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and those around you.